So according to the scale, I gained 2 pounds yesterday. Well, between yesterday morning and this morning. And I call bullshit. I know the scale doesn't lie, or does it? And I don't feel discouraged. If anything, I feel more on fire. Let's dive in. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is April the 3rd, 7:35 a.m. Oh, what a day. Ready? So the scale says I gained 2 pounds overnight. No es posible. By the way, I was talking to an expert about this, and he says, yeah, it's possible to gain 2 pounds overnight. It's called water. You're not going to build that much fat or muscle in a day, but you will retain water. And one of the things that some bodybuilders notice is after a good pump, they actually retain something. See, I got up this morning and I looked in the mirror and I thought, damn, I am looking really good. And for fun, I stepped on the scale up 2 pounds. I don't see how it's possible. But I seem to digress because this might be what prevents you from ever getting discouraged ever again. So I used to be outcome and goal oriented. In other words, I made these big mountains in my life about outcomes and goals. And I set me some pretty good ones. And they did motivate me and frustrate the shit out of me at times. I guess that's what happens when you're climbing a mountain. But I'm going to invite you to be the mountain as well as climbing the mountain. So, you see, I entered a state December 25th called Fighting Fit Fleshitarian. And the state of Fighting Fit Fleshitarian, that all came about because I was remembering when I was an athlete, really proud and pleased with my body. And at some point, I slipped into a state of, like, doing all right, middle 50s guy. But when I realized it was Christmas Day, I was sitting in the chair at the cottage, 2 feet, well, 2 meters from where I'm sitting right now. And when I realized I was remembering when my glory days were true, I stopped that immediately and started constructing what we call resource states. But more on that some other time. But this is really important because I am not outcome or goal oriented. I am identity motivated. Being identity motivated has me in the state of Fighting Fit Fleshitarian. Being in the state of Fighting Fit Fleshitarian, the identity of, has changed what I do, what I eat, how I think about certain things. In other words, it's changed my activities, my behaviors. Write this down. When you change your identity, your behaviors, your thoughts, your thinking, change. You may even find yourself buying or selling some stuff or having stuff given to you that fits your new identity. I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. I had a buddy back in the States. He owned a pawn shop. And I'd be at home and I'd be exploring something and I'd adopt a new identity and he'd call me up and he'd say, hey, somebody just brought this in. I only paid $20 for it. Do you want it? And it would be something like a $100 gizmotch that would fit in with my new identity. I'm like, fine, I'll take it. What do you want for it? Yeah, I'd give him 30. He'd make $10 in 10 minutes. Nice game. But I appear to digress. Let's get back to it. Ready? Your identity makes effortlessly changing. Well, your identity makes changing your activities effortless. So you could say the quote-unquote diet that I'm doing. See, the only thing I did was I surrendered to what I really enjoy. What do I enjoy? Flesh. I'll be honest. For years, I've known this. And I just, I surrendered to eating flesh. I've lost all interest in carbohydrates. I pretty much don't eat much in the way of vegetables. I do eat sauerkraut. By the way, I know this is going to drive some people nuts. Talking diet is worse than talking religion, I've noticed. People will defend to the death that Little Debbie cakes are good for you, like affirmations. But I still appear to digress. But I changed my identity, and I found what I was eating changed effortlessly. And so, officially, I'm over 90 days in on this way of eating, they call it. And by the way, I just discovered that that's what they call it. That's what I like to do. So I'm not religious about this. But what I've discovered is, over 90 days, there are people that started about the same time I did. And they're having cravings, they're having struggles, they're having detox problems, they're having all kind of hardships making this work. Because they're trying to change the stuff that goes in their mouth, the stuff that they enjoy. They're trying to change how they're eating, in other words, things and activities, without having changed their identities first. I changed my identity first, fighting fit fleshitarian. You notice I didn't make myself a carnivore. I made myself a fighting fit fleshitarian. I made up a word. Fleshitarian. I love flesh. And I know there's going to be some vegan out there upset with me that I'm doing this. Sorry. You got your thing, I got mine. Right? I won't criticize you for doing what you do. I won't even think less of you for doing what you do. I actually have people that attack me because it's like, you know, if you were spiritual, you wouldn't murder animals. I said, yeah, just murder plants. Meanwhile, hopefully you caught some humor there, or it made you think, or a little of both. So here I am, 7:41 a.m. I got to get out because the hillbillies are coming to work on the cottage. And here's the deal, gang. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. When you change your identity, your activities change in your life, the things change in your life, how you show up in your life changes, but it's got to begin with an identity shift. Go there, read that, identitybasedmanifesting.com, and look at what's all in the recordings there. This is pretty deep. And the way it changes your life, have you noticed? I'm not into struggling. I'm into soaring. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. All right, that's it. Let's imagine up something lovely right now as we go into the silence. I really want you to get how true this is. Your identity determines everything. Your ultimate identity, you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Start giving yourself some status. Most people, well, you know what their identity is? Excuses. We used to call it victimhood back in the old days. I'll just call it what it is. It's excuse addiction. Give those up. Stretch and soar. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Now go get identity-based manifesting. Just for fun. See ya.